the promo code Trucker Randy or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Jeff over in Mayo, Oscoda area said, I would like to have more information about that weekend. It's right after my TAC weekend. The website, I just texted to you, Jeff. RiskItFest.com. RiskItFest, FEST.com. You guys can buy tickets there. You can also be a sponsor if you want to sponsor, get recognition at the event. Going to be a great event. They have a golf outing. I think he said it was planned for Friday night. Camping potentially set up at the south location. They're going to have entertainment. They're going to have bands. They're going to have comedians. Great food. It's going to be a great time. So definitely check it out. RiskItFest.com. Saturday, June 21st is the main day of entertainment, but it does start on Friday night, the 20th. So definitely check it out and see if you can attend it. Put it into your schedule. Vicky and I are going to be there. My plan right now is to bring our trailer over, set up our travel trailer, and be able to spend the night Friday and Saturday there, and then head home on Sunday. So that's tentatively the plans we're looking for. One of the things that I think people need to look at in Lansing, we're going to stay Michigan news, Michigan politics here for the next half hour, the budget process. Now, quote of the day was made by Reach Strategies. Matt Reach said, the beauty of Michigan's legislature is that there's always enough time to get something done and always enough time to keep pushing it to the future. See, this is what I believe as a result of Proposal 1 that we passed in 2022, which basically doubled term limits in Lansing. Prior to the proposal passing, you could only serve 3 terms in the House, 2 terms in the state Senate. If you ran as a state representative, you wanted to serve 6 years in Lansing, you could only be there for 6 years total. That was it. If you were going to be a state senator, you could only serve 2 terms, which are 4-year terms. You could serve 8 years. Any combination thereof, 6 in the House, 2 in the Senate, for a total of 14 years, if you got elected both in the House and then in the Senate. Well, they changed it. They took it from a potential of 14 years of service down to 12. Therefore, avoiding the term limit organization, U.S. term limits, absolutely against extending any time of proof of time of service that you could serve and prove to the people of your area, you're a good state rep for 6 years, elect me to be a state senator for 8 years, I could serve in Lansing for 14 years. Well, U.S. term limits are opposed to extending public service. They want to reduce term limits. They want to reduce the number of years of service. Big organization, lots of money. Well, they, working with Rich Studley, the former CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, came up with this bright idea that, well, let's lower it from 14 years potentially down to 12. But let's make it so you could serve all 12 years in the House, or all 12 years in the Senate, or any combination thereof. Not 12 in the House, then 12 in the Senate, but let's limit it to 12 years, or maybe you do 4 years in the House, and then 8 years in the Senate. Whatever you want to do. Well, as a result, they now feel that they have 12 years to be in Lansing. Whether it's in the House or the Senate, governors are still term limited to just 8 years. So what is the situation? Where are we going with all this? Well, road funding. This is going to be a very interesting dynamic. I already called it out. I predicted it because the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, has sued the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Why? Because he did not and is not willing, will not, send 9 Democrat-passed bills that were passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and forgotten to be sent to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signing. Those 9 bills are sitting in the bottom right-hand drawer of his desk. He's the new speaker. He is the speaker of the 103rd state legislature. He's not the speaker of the previous 102nd state legislature. That was Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit. Well, Joe screwed up. They passed these 9 bills in the House. They passed them in the Senate. He forgot to send them to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature, turning them into laws. Matt Hall comes in to the Speaker's office, opens up his desk, and he finds these 9 bills. He goes, what does the Constitution say about my obligation to send these to the governor? Oh, that's right. Michigan State Constitution, as amended in 1963, says nothing about the new speaker being under any obligation whatsoever to send previous legislative sessions bills to the governor. So she sued him. Well, here's a problem. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to fix the damn roads. She ran on it twice. That was her campaign slogan. Elect me, I'll fix the damn roads. Well, they need a permanent road funding formula. The governor and the House Speaker, Matt Hall, have gone public prioritizing a long-term road funding plan this year, 2025. But as Senate Democrats are raising concerns about the subject, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks risks being overpowered by both the governor and the speaker on this subject. At some point, I wonder if setting herself to get rolled on this, steamrolled by the governor and the speaker, if they put together something, the pressure is then going to be totally on the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, said Matthew Resch of Resch Strategies. However, there's a problem. Anything the governor does, anything the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and the Republicans do, requires the Senate to pass it. Right now, they only have a 1-seat majority. She's in a lawsuit against the Speaker over those 9 previous bills. She doesn't want to work with Matt Hall. As a matter of fact, she won't even talk to him. Since he became Speaker in January, here we are almost at the end of April. Guess what? Guess what? They haven't even talked to each other, let alone sitting down and having a meal together. Well, on April 16th, just 6 days ago, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said to members of the media, "This is all eyes on the Senate." When it comes to her and Matt Hall's road funding, long-term funding formula. Both Whitmer and Hall agree that all state taxes paid at the fuel pumps should now go 100% to funding the roads. On April 16th, the Senate Appropriation Committee heard testimony on the House Republicans' bill, $3.1 billion long-term road funding plan. It consists of House Bills 4180, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, and another bill, House Bill 4230. Senate Majority Appropriations Committee Chair Anthony, Senator from Lansing, doesn't know how much money will be left if the Republicans get what they want. That was her response. Not really leaning toward wanting to support it. Well, there was a discussion held yesterday. MERS News Service on their Monday podcast had Matt Reich of Reich Strategies and Brad Williams. He's the political affairs vice president of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. In discussing what other proposals might need to be ditched in order to make this road funding plan happen. And whether it's strange, Brinks is not even being mentioned during the Governor Whitmer shoutouts when it comes to negotiations. I think in the cases of Hall and Brinks, not only personal differences that have come up between the two of them in the past, but the lawsuit that's pending. Williams said, I think this is kind of weird. I also think it's unfortunate. When referring to the tense relationship between the two top legislative leaders. Resch does see a reason to be optimistic that road funding could get done this year, describing how the governor, Whitmer, and Hall are true leaders from both sides of the aisle, Hall being a Republican, Whitmer being a Democrat. Also, both are articulating a desire to get something done. They've both been very public and forward about the fact that they want to get this done. And so both of them feels like they are going to push to get it done. What is holding them up? Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, again, doesn't like Matt Hall personally and is suing him in court. Well, we'll wrap this final little sausage-making story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, just to wrap up this story. One of the things that is happening is this road funding, long-term road funding formula plan that both the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, have been very public about. They have been talking about it. They've been putting out press conferences, I believe, separately. I don't believe they've done one yet together. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks doesn't like Matt Hall personally, is suing him over those nine bills stuck in the bottom right-hand drawer of his desk that he refuses to send to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signing. Well, I've never heard Whitmer talk about those nine bills. I think she doesn't care. It's in the past. Forget about it. She's going forward. She needs to get some things done before her clock runs out, being the governor, which is at the stroke of midnight, December 31st of 2026. Thank you, God, for term limits. Well, Williams, spokesperson for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, says it's important to remember that Brinks and Hall's personalities are drastically different. While Hall has a lot to share on his thoughts publicly, that's not the style of the Senate Majority Leader. Although conversations aren't happening publicly on the Senate side, Williams says it doesn't mean they're not happening at all. Do you know something we don't? Because other MERS news stories and other sources in Lansing have posted, they're not even talking. They haven't even broken bread yet together. They haven't even gone out for lunch, let alone a dinner. Well, here's the problem. The Senate Democrats might need to drop their agenda when taking on this road funding topic. Williams pointed to the proposed child care tax credit for working poor households with infants and toddlers. Well, he categorized that credit in the category of being low-hanging fruit. But if you're going to need a new program with new spending, the first thing you should do is probably not reduce your amount of revenue coming in. So what does that mean? The Senate Democrats may be forced to stop pushing their child care tax credit. How can you cut revenue at the same time Whitmer and the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, are about talking about cutting revenue to the state to fix the damn roads? Governor Gretchen Whitmer, her campaign promises, her campaign slogan, both in 2018 and 2022, to fix the damn roads, is coming to an end. We still have bad roads in the state of Michigan. MDOT, other organizations have come out with their studies. The range is between $2.5 extra billion dollars a year to $3.2 billion extra dollars per year for the foreseeable future. If they have any chance of getting 90% of our roads in good standing before 2030, which is 5 years, 2035 to get all roads in Michigan, not just state roads and local roads, but all roads in good standing by 2035. Guess what, folks? That's 10 years of additional road funding that needs to occur to fix the damn roads. And I don't believe Governor Gretchen Whitmer is willing to leave office without a permanent long-term road funding formula in place. So what does that mean? The Democrats aren't going to get what they want this year and possibly for the next 10 years. Then you look at the budget. The Republicans believe they're not going to reach a budget deal with the senators and this governor, and that on September 30th this year, just basically, what, 5 months away and 8 days at the stroke of midnight, the state government's going to get shut down. They won't have a budget passed, and the government's going to get shut down. To forestall that, to prevent that from happening, the Republicans' majority caucus, with Matt Hall's leadership as speaker, they passed a $20 billion continuing resolution, basically, to keep the government open while they finish up the 2026 budget. This back and forth, this infighting, this power-grabbing situation is absolutely amazing to watch. And it's happening right before our eyes now that they're back in session until 4th of July summer break. They don't get this done in May and June. We're in a herd of trouble come after Labor Day. Republicans have already said, here's $20 billion to keep the government open. It's in the Senate, in the bottom right desk drawer of Winnie Brinks. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from